This is an AMI podcast.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head into the prairies to catch up with community reporter Blaine Deitcher in Regina, Saskatchewan. Hey, good morning, Blaine.
Good morning. How are you today?
Blaine, I'm well. Yesterday, Derek Lackey was telling me all about some Christmas light shows and holiday light shows in Winnipeg, and Regina is not to be outdone by Winnipeg. How dare Winnipeg even try, Blaine? So, there's going to be some fun light shows coming to the Regina area. The Lights Outdoor Celebration. So, what are locals going to experience at this one, Blaine?
Well, there's a lot of fun stuff. There's going to be ice sculpting, and there's hot chocolate, and they even got some coloring activities for some of the kids to do. They can download them and bring them with them, or they can email them in if they will. Want to do it that way, but it's going to be a great 2 hours of just getting together with the community.
What about music? Is there going to be music?
There was a huge list of stuff. Like there's caroling from different like local churches and choirs and stuff like that. So they're going to have the Christmas carols, and yeah, it's going to be the village.
Are you going to make it out there? What are you looking forward to?
I like to see the sculpting. I think it's so cool how they can do stuff with ice. It's kind of nice, and then you see it and you're like, "Wow, you made that with blocks of ice and chiseling away," and it's really cool to see their craftsmanship. So, I really enjoy that, and I'm sure the mayor's going to be there, and I'm pretty sure some people from up north are going to make a little visit. I'm pretty sure they got to come check on us a little bit, you know.
Well, the reindeers have to get some cardio in, and you know, in preparation ahead of the bigger day later in the month. December the 6th at Regina City Hall. I'm seeing here there's going to be horse-drawn wagon rides. I wonder if that's just for the kids, because I think if I popped on one of those wagons, they'd call it animal abuse.
Right?
December.
I don't know. It said family friendly. So I guess if you wanted to hop on, I mean, yeah.
Maybe if there's two horses drawing the wagon, they can start schlepping me around. Rider, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this one is going to be again happening December the 6th at Regina City Hall for folks who want to take part in that one. But Blaine.
6 to 8 p.m.
8 p.m. East, 8 p.m. local time. Blaine, yeah. Let's not focus just on Regina City Hall, because the Bushwalker Staff Holiday Market is also coming down the pipeline on December the 11th. So what's cracking with this event?
Well, when I saw this one, all I thought is beer. But there's lots of local craft. I guess all the people that work there, they're crafty in one way or another, and they've got like a wind chime person coming back, and different crafters. And I'm assuming, I haven't been to one yet, just back, and I just found it. I thought, this is cool. But I'm going to assume there's going to be some craft beers. Maybe you can pick up a Advent beer calendar, perhaps. I don't know. I haven't been to one. So I'm just looking forward to it because I like to support local breweries. And it's up my alley. So I when I saw that, I thought, no way, I gotta talk about this because it sounds so cool. And old staff, if you've been there before, if you're watching or listening later on the podcast and you've been there and staff have left, they're bringing old staff back as well. So if you know people that work there, you might see them there.
Have you tried their beer? Have you tried the Bushwalker beer?
I have, yes, yeah. They've got a nice little restaurant there as well, and yeah, it's really good.
Any favorites? Any favorites you want to shout out on air? I know I love to. You said you like to support the local businesses. I don't know if they make a particular lager or a stout or anything like that that you want to give a little love to.
I almost have to like take a notebook and write my favorites because I like so many, and I'm always bad with names of beers. I'll forget it.
Yeah, that's why you need the Notes app. That's why you got to use those phones for the old Notes app there. Hey, Blaine, just before I let you go, before the Grey Cup, you mentioned you were going to be working at some of the events going on around the community. How'd the Grey Cup experience go in Regina?
It was well organized. I went down, my fiance and I, we went down on the Saturday before for the Family Fun Zone just to check it out. And I've never been, so I was like, well, I want to go, you know, see what the festival's like. And the one event that I actually spoke about, the Mega Bounce House run, they had they had their obstacle courses, and so you could actually go, and I went and I did the obstacle course, and in the run their last obstacle is the jump, and it's a 3 foot or 6 foot jump into a bag, and I did it, and I almost missed, but I still did it. And they had a lot of fun. It was well organized because it was all in one big like building with different hallways, and then they had party rooms, which they used all the different hockey rinks for the party rooms. You had to pay to get into those, so I didn't go there. But it was just really well organized. It was fun. Next year, it's in Hamilton, so I'd like to go.
Yeah.
And Grey Cup itself was good.
It was a good game.
It wasn't too cold either.
Yeah, not too cold, which is good for you guys who are working outside. And for those of us who got to watch it in the warmth of our hotel room beds, we had a nice time too. Intense finish there between the Argos and the Blue Bombers. Hey, Blaine, we got to get out of here, man, but thank you for this. We appreciate it. Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern time on AMI TV.
Join me every couple weeks for the Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther podcast, where we learn about outdoor tech and tips. Plus, we look at news affecting the environment. AMI's Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther is available from your favorite podcast provider.